Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, this is Seth Payne.
And Sean Pendergast.
Did you know that Payne and Pendergast is both a radio show and a podcast?
Of course I did. Oh, you're asking everybody else. You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts whenever it works for you.
In this league, as D'Amico said yesterday, not many times has that happened. Not many times has it happened in Houston, but they shut out the Titans. And we want to hear from you. 713-572-4610. Tyler has opened up the phone lines for you to jump in and give us your thoughts. With this, do you still believe in the Texans after Sunday's win? Was that enough for you to believe in the Texans after Sunday's win? 713-572-4610. And Clint, I think a lot of the belief for people comes with what got them there in the first place. One, there is C.J. Stroud, and, you know, how you believe in him and how you believe he can match up against the other quarterbacks in the league. And then, Clint, Nick Caley, who we've been talking about a lot. Like, I think that's a lot of place, a lot of space in where that starts up in the belief. And Sunday's game, did you walk away with those two guys in particular saying, all right, I can see the potential in this with these two guys?
No, I didn't. I mean, I think it was a good day for both guys. I think they did some positive things. But the end game here is not to rebuild this organization.
Yeah.
And last year you won three or four games. You won 10 regular season games. You went to the second round of the playoffs. The expectations for everybody involved is playoffs and be competitive in the playoffs. And going out and having one good game, or let's be honest, one really good quarter against the lowly Tennessee Titans isn't going to move the needle for me in a sense of how confident I am about this offense. Now, two things can be true. That's the way I feel about the big picture offense and how it fits into playoff caliber football. Now, I can also step into it and say it was a good day for the offense. There were some really good things that they showed. And if they can do it against better competition, then the conversation changes. So we'll see. I mean, Saturday did nothing for me. You shut out a really, really, really bad football team.
Did Sunday do something for you?
What'd I say?
Saturday.
Saturday did nothing. Yeah, Notre Dame, you beat up Arkansas. You did nothing for me. Right? Sunday, the Texans beat up on the Titans. Did absolutely nothing for me. Now, if you'd have went out there and just blew the doors off of them from start to finish, shut them out defensively and offensively, put up 40, then we could be talking. But to struggle for three quarters and then get something going in a fourth, you know, there's some good there, but it doesn't move the needle for me from a confidence standpoint.
Tyler, do you feel different than you did Friday, Saturday, Sunday morning going to that game after they 26-0 shutout?
Yeah, I mean, to some degree, absolutely feel different. Now, I think there's still plenty to talk about, plenty of work to be done, especially on the offensive side of the ball. But, yeah, absolutely moving in the right direction feelings-wise up top in the mentals.
That's the biggest ass-kicking they got all season.
Yeah.
The Titans, they're 0-4. Biggest ass-kicking they got, you know, all season. Text line coming in. Hell no. Shutting out the Titans is like shutting out the Astros. We will get to them. That is not fair. I believe in C.J. Stroud and the Texans as far as I can throw show. Not far at all.
I would say more specifically the fourth quarter combined with the shutout makes me feel a lot better.
Oh, I was just going to tell that person to kiss my ass.
let him know.
I wanted to make sure that person was clear on it. All right, phone lines are open, 713-572-4610. Let's go to Carl first. Carl, are you believing, are you feeling any different after Sunday's game than you did before it started?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
All right.
I think we played a lesser opponent. And I strongly think Nick Cayley needs to go to the booth so he can see the field a lot better. He's on the sidelines, and he keeps, you know, running plays where like he can impose his will. He had a better showing only because we had a lesser opponent. But he could feel a lot better if he was up top, and he would see what the rest of everybody else sees, and we wouldn't have that problem, and I'll listen.
All right, I don't know if the problems would be solved if he went up top. I mean, they've got issues that they've had to deal with coming into the game. Hell, let's be honest, three quarters they had issues with things, whether he set up top or he stood on the sideline. I can see if you're not there with Nick Cayley. I'm not. Again, when I pose the question, I'm not trying to say that you should or not. I legit want to get of people's thoughts. This was, I would say, the offense. You could tell at least he got in a rhythm calling plays and seemed to be going in the route that he wanted to go in. And I can also say the opponent probably had something to do with him feeling pretty good about a rhythm. Although Jeffrey Simmons was whooping ass up front and causing issues. But they still, especially in that fourth quarter, got around it. So.
Well, the thing is the quarterback play, guys. The quarterback play was different. The quarterback play, yep. The approach. You know, I haven't watched the film. I don't get dropped till tomorrow, and I'll check tonight. But the reality of it is, man, is I'd be willing to bet you a good amount of money. What was he sacked twice?
Yeah.
I'll bet you a good amount of money that he avoided 5+ sacks by getting the ball out of
it. Yeah, he was sacked twice. He was drilled.
Yeah.
Several times.
Yeah, but I mean, it doesn't just wreck the game when your quarterback, you know, takes care of your offensive line by getting the ball out. When he doesn't hold it, he doesn't give them those opportunities. He just completely takes it out of the defense's hands. And when you can do that, it changes the dynamic of the entire game. Now, you may not have as many explosive plays, right? But you don't have as many like just drive killing plays. You can go for it three times on fourth down and get it. You know, you can do things like that. You bait them down, you bore them to death, and then all of a sudden the throws over the top are throws in the ocean. So,
Listen, if you have, like someone texted in, Clint, hell yes, I believe progress, gotta praise the progress. Listen, I'm not gonna fault you how you feel, and then maybe you saw enough, but I also think if you're the other way and you're a little skeptical, I can understand.
Praise the progress? Is that what it was?
Yeah, someone said, hell yes, I believe progress. Got to praise progress.
It's praise progress.
Like that, huh?
I mean, can we acknowledge it?
So you ain't got to praise, just acknowledge it?
We'll praise it at the end of the year if it ends up being Super Bowl worthy or improvement upon the year worthy. You know, going out, I don't believe in praising. This team
progress
the way it's built,
and who it was against also, I think does matter. If they did this against the Eagles, you would feel different.
Yeah,
about
that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if you have a fourth quarter explosion where you put up 20 on the Eagles or the Rams or you know something like that, then yeah, I mean now we're talking. Wow,
it's a different conversation.
This team is capable of putting up 20 in one quarter. That's wild. You know that team. Not so much.
Yep. Text line continue to roll through as well. I feel very positive about the rookies and them finally using it. Yeah, Woody Marks clearly was a difference maker.
Yep.
And is a difference maker and has to be looked at more. All right, Eddie, you go on in here next. Eddie, you're in on the drive. Do you believe you feel different after the game Sunday? Eddie,
different about Woody Marks.
Okay, you feel different about Woody Marks. Go ahead.
Yeah, he could. He looks like he could absolutely be something special. The offensive line though still looks like they got communication issues. But I am happy. It seems like they're cutting down on their unforced penalties. I'm actually enthused about that. But this coming game up against Baltimore, they're statistically one of the worst defenses in football. But now it's going to be on the road. And you got to win on the road. So if you can go on the road to that stadium against that team and their horrible defense and you can do something, then I'm going to believe more. But doing it against home against the Titans, I'm still waiting to be seen.
All right, that's fair, Eddie.
That's a good point, Eddie, right there at the end. Not that all the others weren't good points, but that was a good one. I mean, you're right. Statistically, the Titans and the Ravens are two of the worst three or four defenses in football. They're both, I think, last I checked, they were both giving up 30 plus points a game. The Ravens may be the worst in the league, right?
They just gave up 37 yesterday.
Yeah, so I mean, you go look at their damn schedule. They've given up 37 plus in damn near every game, right? So I say that to say, you know, if you go to Baltimore and you're able to score points throughout the game, maybe not 40, but you're able to score points throughout the game, what you've accomplished is you went and scored points on a statistically bad defense, but you did it in their ballpark versus an organization that is a very, very, very healthy organization. Well, we just
motivated too. They're going to be motivated. Like they're 1-3-2.
They're well coached. You know, they're missing some of their star players, but they're well coached. They expect to win. It's a different level environment. It's just a playoff caliber organization, any way you slice it, that expects to have success. That group we beat up on yesterday was a dysfunctional group that has, they don't know their ass from the hole in the ground.
Their quarterback's calling them ass.
Right. Good point. That was, which I love. I love that post game, by the way.
He said ass.
So, yeah, I do think even though that this is not a good defense in Baltimore, you're playing a much better, I think, overall team, a healthier organization. And so going and scoring some points on these boys would definitely be a step in the right direction as well.
Yeah. Sandy, let's let you jump in here. If I can get – there you go, Sandy. Sandy, your thoughts. Do you feel better about this team after the game on Sunday?
Oh, I feel better, but I totally agree with Clint. This Nick Haley, we need a experienced offensive coordinator, somebody who's been there and done it before. These new guys, it's ridiculous.
That's right. I hear you, Sandy. I appreciate the call. If that's going to happen, you're going to have to wait because – you know, I think he is, you know, at least for the near future, he is going to be the guy. And I don't think you're going to find anybody. I mean, Bill Lazor's the only one in the organization who's had a history of calling plays. Look, and I don't think that's where
me and Sandy are definitely on the same page of preferring that. No doubt about it. I'm with you, Ron. I mean, obviously Nick Caley's going to be the guy. I just greatly appreciate again, the thought that D'Amico Ryans is just going to be, he is going to be hands-on with Nick Caley to make sure this stuff gets fixed. And so I love that part of it. Unfortunately, we can't go back and rehire an offensive coordinator. We're knee-deep in this thing.
Text line coming through. I am going to wait until Sunday when they play Seattle. I'm going to wait till after that to see how they perform. Text line also coming in. Not going to play many guys better than Simmons and had some success in the run game. That's a positive. Yeah. They've got to clean some of those things up. Obviously, there are a lot of things they got to clean up. But yeah, man, I don't think you should walk away with problem solved, baby. They put up 20 in the fourth quarter and they won 26-0.
Whew.
No, I don't think so. And I think we'll need to see more, you know, and more of that and see them put this together more. Like next week is another step. Next week, like 26 is their high watermark. Judging by what teams have done to Baltimore, and I understand they've gotten their ass handed to them defensively at home too. Judging what teams have done to the Ravens, this should be one of their better offensive performances of the year. And I know that doesn't scream a lot with what they've done at times, but you would expect that this should be one of their better offensive performances against that team that's going to be missing. We know for a fact.